الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. We are discussing the various forms of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. In this ayat-e-kareema, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, and this is a very, very special address for the believer. We should appreciate it very greatly that Allah is directly speaking to us. And Allah is saying, Uzkurullah zikran kathira. Remember Allah and remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. And we're making the zikr of Allah. After that, still wasabbihuhu, and read his tasbih also, bukratan wa asila, mornings and evenings, either literally morning and evening, or the whole time, all the time. So the highest form of the zikr of Allah is to be conscious of Allah all the time, and to be fulfilling his command all the time, and not to be engaged in any guna all the time. A person is conscious. For that, there is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, which is of the various occasions. When a person gets up, he reads his dua. When he goes to toilet, before he enters, he reads the dua. When he comes out, he reads a dua. All the time, till the night, when he goes in sleep, he reads dua. That is also all the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Zikr of Allah Ta'ala is also the tilawat of Quran Sharif, and third kalima, durood Sharif, istighfar, all this also, and baqiyatu salihat, all those great beautiful formulas Allah gave us by which we remember Allah. The third kalima, subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, and also tasbihati fatimi, and also la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, subhanallah bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. Then another great form of zikr Allah has also given us, and we can see how easy it is that we can be continuously in the zikr of Allah and in abundance. That is, when somebody asks you, how are you? Alhamdulillah. When you sneeze, ya alhamdulillah. Reply to that, yarhamukallah. All the time. When you meet somebody, salam, etc. With regard to salam, we had discussed a bit more last week. Further, also a few points that we should remember, that salam, when somebody conveys salams to us, some so and so, first of all, that if we tell somebody, convey my salams to so and so, then the answer is not wa alaykum as-salam. Many of us, he didn't give us salam. He made us salam, he will make us salam. But this salam that he said, you must convey to somebody. Many of us, we say wa alaykum as-salam. That is not the answer. The answer there is insha'Allah. That hopefully I will do what you have told me. When we give the salams, we say insha'Allah, and then also the person who says you must give the salams, we should try and use caution and don't like make it a duty on him. In case he forgets, it is an amanat, it is a trust. One great buzurg who was traveling and on his way meeting other buzurgs in the various towns, he met a great buzurg, and that buzurg, after discussing, you're going to that town, you'll meet that buzurg also, he's my friend. You must convey my salams to him. So when he went there, and they started talking, and he forgot about the salams. Then that buzurg asked, you are coming from that town, you met so and so? He said, yes. And he said, didn't he send some gift for me? So he said, no, no gift. So he was taking gift to be some material thing. So then he said, didn't he give salams? So he said, yes, he gave salam. So he said, that is the biggest gift. Salam is the biggest gift. So it is an amanat we should convey. So we should not make it difficult. Tell the person, if you remember. And our buzurgs usually bashart sahulat. If it is easily possible for you, you don't have to like go out of your way, then convey my salams, give it to that person. And then at that time we should say, inshallah. And then we should go and give the salams to that person. The reply of salam, we also, if somebody says, somebody sends salams to you, we say, wa alaykum as-salam. That is also not the appropriate answer. We say, alayhi. The person who has sent the salams on him. Wa alaykum as-salam. And we include you also. Alayhi wa alaykum as-salam. On that person and on you also, salams. And salam, as we have explained, that it is a great, great treasure. It is a great gift. It is a great dua, that the salam. The three meanings of salam, that salam, peace, and if a person has got peace, he has got everything. Second, it is that Allah be with you. If you have got Allah with you. And the third is a guarantee that I will not harm you. I will not interfere in anything of yours. What great, so we should appreciate. If somebody makes us salam, we should really appreciate it. Today we just take it as normal. And also, as we had explained, that don't trade in the salam, the greatest thing, for the worst thing. For hello, it is so common on our tongues that we say hello, hell, low. Hell to you and the lowest part of hell. And we have been given assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If like the other people, they might say good day, good morning. They've greeted, but no sawab. For us, when we make salam, assalamu alaikum, 10 sawabs. Wa rahmatullah, another 10 sawabs. Wa barakatuhu, another 10 sawabs. For everything, so great it is. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we always reply to salam, and we make the salam is a shi'ar of Islam. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ. Those who honor, respect the signs of Allah Ta'ala, the symbols of Allah Ta'ala, that is proof that that person has got taqwa in his heart. Allah is giving you the guarantee of taqwa, which is no small thing. We doubt ourselves, but Allah, who knows everything, He says, those who honor the signs of Allah, that person has got taqwa in his heart. So salam we should make very common, and we should live by salam. It should be on our tongues all the time. Another way to remember Allah Ta'ala also, very easy, that whenever we hear adhan, we should also reply to the adhan. At that time, this is a call from Allah. And we must, how can we ignore the call of Allah Ta'ala? If somebody, a person who is on call, a doctor, etc., emergency workers, how can they ignore when the call comes? Pager, all that. Then they respond immediately. They have to. It's their duty. We are also on duty all the time. And when the call of Allah comes, and Allah's call it is, Allah's munadi, Allah's caller is calling us, and for the greatest thing, Allah's caller is calling us. So that time also, we should reply immediately. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, that when we hear the adhan, a person should say, مرحبًا بالقائلين عدلا. مرحبًا بالقائلين عدلا. مرحبًا بالصلاة قائما وعدلا. It's a great amount of sawabs that are written down in your nama yamar, in your record of deeds. When we say this, when we hear the azan, مرحبًا بالقائلين عدلا. مرحبًا بالصلاة قَائِمَا وَأَدْلَى. So we should try and get used to this. Learn these. Learn. It is in Riyadh al-Salihin, this riwayat also. So try and learn it and read it at that time. مَرْحَبًا بِالْقَائِلِينَ عَدْلَى وَمَرْحَبًا بِالصَّلَاةِ أَدْلَى وَقَائِمَا وَأَدْلَى. And then la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Read it at that time also. And in the whenever hayya alas salah, hayya alal falah, we also read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, Nawwarallah Marqaduhu, explained it so beautifully. When it is said hayya alas salah, the logical answer is labbaik, I'm ready, I'm coming. Hayya alal falah, come to your success, I'm coming, labbaik, I'm on my way. But the answer is not that. The answer, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The explanation of that, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali should give, that Allah has called us, we are prepared to go, but it's not in our control. If Allah Ta'ala doesn't wish, we won't be able to go. So la hawla, we are saying, ya Allah, there is no turning away. Amma asiyatillah illa bi ismatillah. I can't now turn away from disobeying you, but by your protection. Wala quwwata ala ta'atillah illa bi aunillah. And I cannot do what I'm supposed to do, but by your help. And we all experience it. Sometimes a person, one is that level of a person also, that he's just about to leave the house, a phone rings, and now he gets engaged in a half an hour conversation. But one is, another level he goes up, that I won't take a phone. Once azan is called, I won't accept a call also. MashaAllah, there were those friends of ours, Allah grant them the highest stages of Jannah, that from Thursday Maghrib to Friday Maghrib, no phone calls they accept. All the whole family busy with Durood Sharif. When you are engaged with a higher ibadah, like for example, if we are talking with somebody big and a small person comes, we say, I'm busy now. So you're busy with Allah. Then the makhluk is small. All the makhluk together, no matter who it is in the makhluk, all are small in front of Khaliq. So we must be engaged with Allah. So adhan time, we should bring ourselves to that level that when adhan goes, now Khaliq se rabta. Makhluk se rabta band. There was no connection with the creation now, with Allah Ta'ala. So we read, La hawla, ya Allah, I'm coming. How many times? It may be the phone call. Other things beyond our control. You go to the toilet and sometimes you just don't, not finishing. Urine drops are coming. Your stomach not clearing out, and you thought you timed yourself 10 minutes in the toilet, 5 minutes in the toilet, but now you are sitting, half an hour you are sitting. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the toilet is that jail for which there is no bail. You can't give bail, or you can't tell someone that I'll so much money and I'll go now. My money is here in trust. Or you can't even put somebody else, who is your most beloved also, your wife, anyone, and you tell them, I have to go for namaz, you come to the toilet for me. You'll have to go. And how long the toilet detains you, you'll have to stay there. If it sets you free in a little while, you will go in a little while. If it detains you longer, you'll have to stay longer. So, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, it's not in my control. Ya Allah, you make it easy. And the one who puts his trust in Allah, and Allah makes it easy for that person, it's easy for him. And if Allah's help is not there, no matter what our intizam is, our arrangements are, everything, nothing will help us. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So, marhaban bil qa'imin adla wa bis salati marhaban wa akh. And nashhadu an la ilaha illallah. When we hear adhan, we also should say, I also give witness, evidence. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Raziitu billahi rabban wa bil islami deena wa bi sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just if we read it in the morning, then there are great, great virtues for that. That a person, Allah will be pleased with him. A person who reads it in the morning, Allah will be pleased with him on the day of Qiyamah. A person who reads it morning and night, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will hold him by his hand and take him into Jannah. And these are the answers for the questions in the Qabr. Like a student when he prepares for an imtihan, He revises all the time. So we also should be revising. In the qabr, the first question, Mar Rabbuka. So the answer, Raditu bil Mar Rabbuka, Raditu billahi Rabban. So we have practiced the answer of that. Ma dinuka wa bil Islami dina. وما تقول في حق هذا الرجل وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. So we should read رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. And then we the adhan before the Maghrib adhan, when we hear, then we should try and read this dua. Allahumma hadha iqbalu laylik wa idbaru naharik wa aswatu du'atik. Allahumma hadha iqbalu laylik, this is the coming of your night. Wa idbaru naharik, your night, the day is going. Wa aswatu du'atik, and your caller is calling now, I'm hearing the adhan. And this person, by seeing inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab, a person acknowledges the night is coming, the day is going, seeing the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and this makes a person go leaps and bounds closer to Allah. By the creation of Allah, to recognize the Creator, a person goes in great, great lengths towards Allah Ta'ala. So we should read that. And one dua, which also we should read at this time. Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati al-qa'ima والصلاه النافعه اللهم رب هذه الدعوه القائمه والصلاه النافعه صل على محمد. اللهم رب هذه الدعوه القائمه والصلاه النافعه صل على محمد محمد و inshallah I will remember it. The dua is that we read the normal, and this dua, the other dua normally which we read after that. Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma wa salati nafi'a. This is Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati qa'ima wa salati nafi'a. Salli ala Muhammad wa rida anni ridan la tasqutu ba'dahu abada. Oh Allah, send salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and be pleased with me, such a pleasing that you never ever become angry with me again. That you are pleased with me, and you are pleased with me permanently. On one time, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi asked Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi that we should make this dua that Allah will be pleased with us forever. Mana Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi replied that once Allah is pleased with a person, Allah never becomes displeased with him again. So we should ask dua that Allah be pleased with us. And Allah in His knowledge knows Shaitan was making all his ibadah, but Allah was not pleased with him. So we also must be afraid. We might be engaged in great ibadat also. We might be engaged in great work of deen. But is Allah pleased with us or not? If He's not pleased, it will come out somewhere in our life. Later on, we'll see something comes out in our life which we did not even know about, expect or think about also. So we must make dua for that. Then we reply to the adhan, as the words of the adhan, were the words. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ الرَّسُولُ اللَّهِ. Twice we that, then أَنُّ مَعَاتِ مُحَمَّدٍ الْوَسِيلَةُ وَالْفَضِيلَةُ وَاجْعَلْ فِي الْمُصْطَفِينَ مَحَبَّتَهُ وَفِي الْمُقَرَّبِينَ ذِكْرَهُ وَفِي الْعَالِينَ دَرَجَتَهُ. We check it up in Munajat Maqbul. Inshallah it is there. One time, Haji Bey Padia Rahmatullah Ali was meeting Hazrat Shaykh Mona Zakaria Sabra. It was just before Maghrib, after Asr. Then when Asr Azan started, so Haji Bey said that Maghrib Azan, I have to go now, Maghrib time. He wanted to make his namaz in the Haram. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali loved Haji Bey Padia very, very much. And whoever worked for deen and did work for Deen Hazrat Shaykh should give his life for those people. He should show so much of love, respect and honor. So he said, no, still sit by me. Where are you going already? So he says, no, I have to enter Adhan. So he said, when Adhan will start, you will say, no, I have to other du'as also. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah asked him, which other du'as? Then he mentioned quite a few other du'as also, which are even before Adhan. We don't answer to Adhan. We don't even know Adhan. We are so gone, our senses are so dead. We go to a supermarket, music is playing, we don't hear it also. It doesn't harm us also. If it's cold, we feel the cold. If it's hot, we feel the heat. But the music, we don't even know the music. We don't even notice there are men and women mixing. It's nothing for us. Our iman is not affected in any way. And talking with all the other men, women, we need something. We ask somebody, we ask a lady, then we make a joke with her, smile with her. It means nothing. Our iman is not affected. So all this, it should have an effect on us. So there are these great du'as. And then, Hayya ala salah, Hayya la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hayya ala al-falah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahumma ij'alna muflihin. Oh Allah, make us of those who are successful. And then after the Adhan, there is very, very important also, many people make this mistake also, and it's for many people to digest it, to absorb it. Absorb it is also very difficult. When the Muazzin says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, then there is no Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam there. The Hadith said, you must say what the Muazzin said. And the Muazzin did not say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we also must not say. And the Hadith specified, when the Muazzin says, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah, then you should say, La hawla, wa la quwwata illa billah. And the Hadith specified, the rest, what the Muazzin says, you say that. And then after that in the Hadith, which explains, we must reply to the Adhan, Thumma sallu alayya. Then send durood on after Adhan. Thumma is littarafi, for delayed action. That you wanted to say there, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's innate by nature. A mu'min wanted to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but no, delayed. Now after Adhan, now read durood sharif. Read the short durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or any durood read, and then ask for a wasila for me. The dua of wasila which we read, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima aati muhammadan il-wasila wal-fadila. And there is no what darajata rafi'a. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to say that Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has written, this is what is called chalu mal, that it moves ala al-sinati al-nas. It just has come on the tongues of people. We perhaps have learned it also in Maktab, but it's not in the Hadith. There the meaning is 100% correct. We make dua, we read it also, but in the Hadith, yeah, at this point it isn't in the Hadith. And from here we can also see that how our ulama held firm to Sunnah. Very nice to add this word, darajat al-rafi'a, but it's not according to Sunnah. So we can think, like for example, the kurta our elders wear. They didn't just wear it, just that they are accepting it. That it is also 100% sabit. How they small things they were particular about. Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Partabgari, rahmatullah alayhi, his khadim was making his khidmat, and he took out his right sock before the left one. So immediately, and he was a bit tired, sleeping, but he woke up. What are you doing? How can you take out the right sock? How they were pabund on sunnah. So the dressing also, 100% we have got confidence that they dressed according to the sunnah. So after Adhan, now read the durood sharif and then make the dua. Allah ati Muhammad wasilata wal fadila wa ba'athu maqama mahmudan alladhi wa'adta innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. When this is said, then halat lahu shafa'ati, ay wajabat lahu shafa'ati, that by intercession for that person who does this, what a great thing, becomes compulsory. I have to intercede for him on the day of Qiyamah. And for whom Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi in his vast uloom, and his uloom was hazir in his mind. All the uloom was present in his mind. He said that a person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will only intercede for the believers on the day of prayer. And he's going to intercede for you, which means that you'll have to die as a believer. So it is one of the 9 prescriptions which Hazrat has prescribed for dying on Iman. Just giving jawab to Azan. And it is a prescription that our mort will come on Iman, which is such a great, great, great thing. Over the greatest necessity of our life to die on Iman. How we live, but how we die, to die on Iman. So by giving a jawab of Azan. So when Azan goes, then one very, very important thing, respect the Azan. Today, unfortunately, we don't respect the Azan. And if a person is engaged in dini work, he is permitted to carry on. Like you are giving bayan, you are giving a sabak, etc. Anything, a dini mashura also you are making. Azan goes, you are permitted to carry on. But better it is that you stop that also. Allah Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali, at the beginning when he was bayan, and what jokes he was making bayan. And sometimes you're at the height of your what you are speaking, and Adhan goes. Then he should carry on. But late on he said, no, it shouldn't be like that. When Adhan goes, we must stop. Did stop. Maulana Baizid Pandor Rahmatullah Ali, who should make many times Juma Namaz with us here, he also, when he used to be here, he should say that when Adhan goes, then don't carry on with your bayan. Middle of the, not sentence, middle of the word, stop your bayan there. And many mashallah ulama, they say, all will wait till Adhan is finished. Give the jawab of Adhan, read the dua, then they finish their talk. Otherwise, just finish it there, and we should try our best. It is the respect of Adhan is a very, very great thing. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda sahab, Damat Barakatum, explained to Rahmatullah Ali, Rahmatan Wasi'ah, explained that a lady in Bombay, Muslim lady, but unfortunately her life was a very bad life, even selling herself, very bad life. But when she was passing away, she started talking Arabic. The house people were surprised. What a terrible life she was living. Oh, the worst gunas in her life. But now she's talking Arabic. And they couldn't understand their languages, Hindi, Urdu, Gujarati, English, whatever, but not Arabic. So they called the Imam of the Masjid, Muhallas Masjid. When he came, he heard, he said, what kind of a lady was this? They say, you also know the whole Muhalla. The whole neighborhood knows what her onda, danda, her evil actions, what they were all know. They say she's speaking Arabic and pure Arabic, good Arabic. And she's saying, what is it? The house people didn't understand the meaning, but he knew. Says, Hadani Rajulani Yakulani Li. These two men are telling me, Udkhulil Jannah. Enter into Jannah. So he asked, what kind? They say, she was, as we all know. But however, whenever Adhan would go, she'd tell everyone, shh, keep quiet. Adhan is going. So just the respect, and Allah loved that from her. And what the darja Allah gave her. So respect of Adhan is, and disrespect of Adhan is very dangerous. One is, we carry on with bayan, which there is permission. But we carry on with our dunya's work. No stopping, nothing happened to us. Adhan meant absolutely nothing. And we are laughing, talking, joking, we still carry on. We are eating, we are still carrying on. Everything, we just like nothing happened whatsoever. So that Allah's call, Allah's munadi is calling. We should have the complete respect of Adhan. And then respond to Adhan. Reply to Adhan. From the beginning to the end, we should reply. We should try and give up all our other work. And at Adhan time, and our object of coming in this world is not to run a shop. Not to go for studies. Not to go and do anything else. And sports and other things are right out of the question. There is no room for it whatsoever. We have been sent for Allah's ibadah.
So this is the one great thing, that at that time, that we just now turn to Allah and make His ibadat. So now we respond, we reply to the adhan as I had explained, and the proper details of it, we try and respond to adhan. And we try and reply to adhan. And after adhan, now we should try and do nothing else, but now it's namaz. Now we go respond now. Now the woman at home, after adhan, namaz. The man, close everything, and we go for namaz. Riots that took place in Natal, one and a half, two years ago. One friend of ours, he went and he showed us around what damage that happened. And he showed us two, three places that here the boss, his instruction, adhan, all work come to an end. And some of them like a tire fitting company. And they are in the middle of their work. But he said his orders are, work must come to a dead end when adhan starts. And all must go for namaz. He said this looters and rioters came right. This side they looted, this side they looted. They didn't touch these businesses. Where those people, they gave themselves for deen and adhan, the rioters didn't even touch them. So Allah, when we look, how much you look after the deen of Allah, Allah will look after you. How much you look after namaz, so much namaz will look after you. Jitni tum tumhari namaz ko chandar banaoge, itni tumhari zindagi shandar banegi. Subhanallah.